Good morning. Will you join me in prayer? God, first of all, we pray for the one who usually stands in this place, that your healing presence will be his today and in the days to come as he heals and returns quickly to us. And now we pray that the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight, O God, for you are our strength, our hope, our rock. Amen. Some of us have been fortunate enough to be raised by our children. And it is even better when we get raised by our grandchildren. They come with a certain freshness and creativity that turns us to the better questions of life. For they are discovering the world for the first time, and they are leading us down a pathway which will surely be interesting. Let me tell you about Corey. You don't know Corey. He's our oldest. When he was a toddler, about 2 and a half or so, we were in our first full call of ministry in Grand Rapids, and we had an errand to run. Corey wanted to be with me, and so he put his bunny rabbit, which was always with him, under his arm, and as he was climbing up into the car, he said to me, "Daddy, tell Bunny Rabbit again why we can't see God." I must have told Bunny Rabbit once. He said, "Tell him again." And I searched for something that would satisfy Corey. And I said, "Well, you know, God is here and there and everywhere. He's all around. He's always with us. But we can't always see him." Well, that settled that question. I never heard it again. But I have to tell you, it has been a question on my mind for a long time. Why can't we see God? Or to put it another way, what makes God visible? I think it's a fair question for the church gathering. What makes God visible? Now, that's not just a childish question for my elder father toward the end of his long life said to me once as he was musing about his future, "I wish we could know more about what is on the other side." And I wish I had a good answer for him in the moment, for he had many answers for me when I didn't look for the question at all. Well, there are creative people in this world who have helped us to discover the reality of God in the nexus between what we are called to do and where God shows up to make that possible. As some of you know, I spent the best part of my working life, as I love to say, when I had a legitimate job, on a college campus. And it is true that the freshmen are the smartest ones among us. It takes a long time to re-educate a freshman. They come to us with really, really good answers for many things. And I have often thought about a young woman named Heather Brown. It is her name. She came to our campus from Dayton, Ohio. I grew up in that area. And she came, and during her high school days, she had the privilege and opportunity to be a part of a program that tried to be a helpful presence to young women who were having babies all by themselves. Nobody else was around. And so Heather got a great deal of meaning out of that, and when she got to our campus, she began to inquire, "Do you have a program like that?" And she went to the campus pastor, and he said, "Why don't you talk to a professor over in sociology," which, by the way, she ended up majoring in. So she went over and said, "Do you have a program that helps young people, young women who are having babies all by themselves to have somebody to be with them. And the professor said, you know, I haven't heard about that. I don't think we do. But why don't you see if you can find such a person and see if you can be helpful? That was not a turnoff. That was an assignment, and she went out and did just that. Found a young woman all by herself, helped her to find an apartment, helped her to get to health care, and was with her when she had that baby. And the next year, Heather Brown came back to the campus and found 53 other young women who took care of 53 moms having babies by themselves and changed lives. That was a flourishing moment, and I believe God showed up at the moment that Heather Brown was seeking to make meaning of her life. I met a man once by the name of Walter. I think that was his name. I remember a lot about him. But Walter was a homebound person who had found out about my church. I was the new pastor at that time. And so he called and said, sometimes the other pastor who was here before you would bring me old Sunday school books, and I would have a chance to read lessons. They really made a lot of sense to me. I'm wondering, do you have any old Sunday school books? And would you be willing to bring them by? I said, I'll bet we do. What church doesn't have an old Sunday school book? So I gathered up some, took them to his house, pound on the door. He says, just come on in, it's unlocked. And thank you. And the next time he called, he said, you know, I'm trying to read these Sunday school books to become better acquainted with God, because I want to spend time with him and I don't want to show up ignorant. My goodness. What makes God visible? When does God show up and make a difference? I think it has something to do with the times when people with courage and grace and mercy reach out and make a difference in a moment of need. I got another story. You just have to take it. Paul Dortmund was the owner of Acker's Hardware at 5th and High, just south of the Ohio State campus. Paul Dortmund was the spiritual leader of our church. I was the pastor. We had a wonderful staff. Paul Dortmund was the spiritual leader of our church. Every day at 5th and High, he would open the store. He would make deals with people who could not afford windows to seal up the space. He gave a power drill to a new young pastor who was too ignorant to know how to use one. That was Paul Dortmund. He came to me once and he said a couple of interesting things. He said, what would you do if I could give you one day a month? I was stuck. What would I do? And then he said, you know, I have come to think of myself as a minister of the common life. Wow, I thought, wouldn't it be something if a minister of the common life could show up at 5th and High at Acker's Hardware and meet Paul Dortmund and be a part of the needs that were showing up every day right there? Why can't we see God? Maybe we just need more ministers of the common life. A few weeks ago, we all suffered the notion that our government would close down for a period of time. I don't know, it went about 35 days or so. I have nothing political to say today except this. The national parks were really becoming bad. Smelly trash everywhere. So a youth group decided they would show up and they would clean up the trash and took that on while the government was closed. Oh, I forgot to tell you. It was a Muslim youth group from a mosque in the area. Did God show up? Did God become visible in moments like that? You know, I sort of think so. I sort of think so. The merciful will obtain mercy. What does it take and what does it mean to be merciful? What does God look like? He looks like people who have found a way to give goodness when it isn't expected, to be generous when no one would do that, to put oneself out to make a difference. Corey's question, why can't we see God? Well, God is trying to show up. He's trying to show up every day in the common places, the meeting places, the come and go places, the professions, the decision making, the way we make life together. What does it mean to be incarnate? What does it mean to put flesh and blood into this theological idea that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, and that he has come to us to join him in this work of reconciliation? So, the church is such a wonderful place. It is a place where the team gathers to learn, to get assignments, to look out together beyond the vision of one or two to the vision of many, and then to help us to recognize gifts we've never even lifted up and find a place where those gifts could be applied. And then to celebrate what it means to be with God so that perhaps our Sundays will make sense of our Mondays and our lives will have purpose and we will find some joy in all of it. The psalmist has encouraged us that if we put our roots down in good and rich places, it is likely that we could flourish. We could flourish in this wonderful assignment that comes to each of us and to all of us in so many fascinating ways. So back to the question, what makes God visible? I hope you'll take this personally. You do. I'm so bad at it. I've got to act and look like a preacher every once in a while to be even close to it. But you are in the places where God has always wanted to show up. And you have the relationships that can be redeemed by one who creates, one who sustains, and one who empowers to know life in all its fullness and all its joy. Perhaps only we old guys know about Albert Schweitzer. Albert Schweitzer was the foremost expert on Bach. Albert Schweitzer was a theologian, missionary, doctor, founder of a hospital in Africa, lived a long, long life. And among his theological activities, he raised the question about finding the historical Jesus. The summary of that work is found in a great quote that you may have heard many times and you may know. I want to read it to you today. He comes to us as one unknown, without a name. As of old by the lakeside, he came to those who knew him not. He speaks to us the same words, follow thou me, and sets us to the tasks which he has to fulfill for our time. He commands. And to those who obey, whether they be wise or simple, he will reveal himself in the toils, the conflicts, the sufferings, which they shall pass through in his fellowship. And as an ineffable mystery, they shall learn in their own experience who he is. So tell us again. Have you ever seen the visible God? Who has shown God to you? Have you found streams of living water that will transform the way you greet each day with a holy hope and an active passion to show up for God's sake? By what streams of living water are you living? I am so thankful that some of those streams have fed you this week and brought you to this holy place, this worship place, this place where we can gain strength and vision and then hope and a sense that the future can be blessed and we can flourish in it because we have shared in the mission of making God visible. Amen.